let's lighten things up a little bit.
I'm Pat Kerrigan, and on the KSRO Live Line, what fun this must have been over the weekend. The International Toy Fair, and Richard Gottlieb is here. He was there, and good morning to you, Richard.
He is not only was there, he is there. He's still on for another two days.
Oh, another two days? Oh, I didn't realize that. There must be a lot to see.
They don't let us leave.
Well, let's get to the headline first, Richard. What is the toy that is going to be captivating kids and having parents line up for this Christmas?
I have no idea. There's tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of toys on display. And all of them are making the claim that they're going to be the great toy of next year. What I can tell you is STEM toys, these toys that are educational in nature, there's more and more of them all the time, and it seems to be getting more and more popular. We're seeing a lot of surprise toys. You know, kids aren't as surprised on Christmas morning as they used to be because of television and YouTube.
That's for
so
sure.
I'm noticing that a lot of the toys surprise them. Whether it's a game like one of the really popular products was Pie Face and Soggy Doggy Doggy.
Those sound like fun.
Yeah, and those were, you know, they have an element of surprise. It's a little bit of a Russian roulette quality to those games. And then surprise package games where you really don't know what's in the package. So those are going to be a lot of fun. I hate to say this.
What?
But bathroom games are just getting more and more popular all the time.
Bathroom games? I don't even know what that means.
Oh, the Doggy Do game. You know, scatological. Little characters called poopies.
I saw one called Stink Bombs that is supposed to be.
Yeah, well, that's just there's plenty more. So that seems to be another area that's going in.
I'm almost afraid to ask you, Richard, but what age group are these particular type of toys meant for?
Oh, I think kids get kind of silly when they run from about 5 to 8, 9 years old.
Okay.
I think that's when they're in that kind of period, you know, of secret chuckle humor, you know, among kids.
Okay, so that's big. Any other top trends for 2018 that you came across?
Well, I got a chance to see the new Nintendo Labo. And that was really interesting. Nintendo has gone into physical play by creating a series of cardboard kits that allow you to turn your cell phone or your game, not your cell phone, I mean your Nintendo Switch, into robots, musical instruments, and I think that's going to do really well. I think Nintendo's on a roll.
Yes, indeed, they are. You know, as you're talking about Nintendo, so I have to ask you, how big are retro toys this year?
Well, we seem to see every year, Wicked Cool Toys, one of the companies, brought back Cabbage Patch Doll and Teddy Ruxpin. so we do see, you know, because in little kids, we get a generational turn in about every 5 years, you know, so it's new to them. So we do see some of that. And some of those toys that were classics and traditional, like the Game of Life and Monopoly and Scrabble, they're very much still there.
Are there just in different incarnations, those board games?
Some of them are. Some of them really stay pretty much true to the original play pattern and the original look.
Well,
they're very much there.
Well, we can't talk toys, Richard, unless I ask you, what's new with Barbie for 2018? I know I did see one Barbie that was a beekeeper in a beekeeper uniform. I saw that on TV.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that you have your beekeeper uniform at home.
Oh, of course.
We all do. Barbie, Mattel has done a lot of the hard work in making Barbie relevant. To a new generation that's not blonde, and it's not from Southern California.
Right.
You know, the world's changed and the country's changed. And children want to see, if not themselves in the doll, they want to see maybe a little something of themselves. So I think we've seen more dolls that are a bit ambiguous, racially, et cetera. And Barbie's given us several different body styles now. I think they're working hard at it. Their sales in the Barbie division actually were up a little bit last year.
Well, that makes sense. It makes sense when you're talking about that kind of inclusion. One of the things mm-hmm. that I noticed that was at the Toy Fair I thought was kind of cool was sort of a different way to read to your kids at night. And it showed a picture of a little video of a parent, you know, laying in sort of a darkened room and reading a book to her kids. But the images from the book actually lit up on the ceiling above
right.
the bedroom.
We're seeing continuing to see the use of technology. You know, some people disparage technology because they remember it when it was literally bells and whistles and just made sounds. But today we're finding that technology can really enhance the play experience. And don't forget that children today are different than you and me in that they don't see a bright line between what's virtual and what is real.
Yeah.
I always like to say they live in a bigger room than we do. when you see that kid at McDonald's and he's with the family, but he's in his cell phone, and you think, like, you know, why aren't you out there with your family? Well, he thinks they're in there with him. So we need to remember that we do them no favors when we give them technology. They expect it.
So speaking of technology, Richard, let's talk robotics. You know, how many of the toys include robotics this year? I would think there'd be a ton.
Yeah, particularly as part of the STEM educational products, we're seeing a lot of that, a lot of opportunity to make your own robots and a lot of kits. And a lot of these are more inclusive of girls. In the
very good.
Pattern. You know, science kids used to be very oriented towards boys, and we're seeing some nice revisions in that.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. That can only be good for kids coming up. Any surprises that you took in over the weekend or for the next couple of days? Any surprises so far?
Well, I'll just tell you that in a more holistic way, I was at the Hong Kong Toy Fair about 5 weeks ago, and I was in Germany for that big toy fair 2 weeks ago. And what I'm seeing is a very robust toy industry with lots and lots of new toys and really a sense of, I think, a lot of wonder and a lot of creativity. And so I've really come away feeling very, very good about what's happening. And I think you're going to see that in terms of toys that not only appeal to children, but appeal to adults as well, that really engage them and engage in family play, not just individual play.
Yeah. And, of course, there have to be collectibles involved in all that. I saw a big display from Hot Wheels, which will never go away, I guess.
Well, Mattel certainly hopes it never goes away.
Yeah.
Very popular. Now, children, one of the really big play patterns is collecting. And we saw that in Shopkins, and now we're seeing it in a lot of these other products that allow kids, and sometimes for not a lot of money, to put together little collections that they really enjoy looking at and playing with a little bit. And it's a nice part of the toy industry.
And we're talking about the International Toy Fair was going on over the weekend, continues for the next couple of days. And one final question for you, Richard. You know, normally I would think in decades past, of course, a lot of the folks at the Toy Fair were wondering whether toy stores, you know, would carry them, where might they be placed, et cetera. What is the buzz from toy makers about the really what is beginning to be the passage of toy stores, brick and mortars?
Well, we have a lot of faith in the smaller toy retailers who don't have as much overhead and who provide a shopping experience. You know, I hear a lot about bricks and mortar that they need to provide entertainment. But ultimately, the product selection is the entertainment. You know, you go to a toy store because, well, like in the old days of FAO Schwartz, you want to walk in the door and take in a little breath and feel excited that you're going to see something you never expected to see.
Yep.
And so if they do that job, there'll be a place for toys because people like to feel and touch.
Yeah, I think that's a huge part of the toy experience is actually, you know, seeing, touching, and feeling. So it's hard to believe that will ever go out of style.
Well, we certainly hope not on behalf of the 20th.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. Well, it's been great talking to you, Richard, and a lot of fun. And it sounds like if you've got to have a job in the world, it sounds like yours is a good one.
It is.
Well, thanks. Thanks very much for being with us. And if not before, we'll talk to you next year.
Okay, take care.
All right. That is Richard Gottlieb talking about the International Toy Fair. Began over the weekend and runs through tomorrow.